right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is...
Middle children.
Wow. That was actually stunning.
That was stunning.
That was really beautiful.
The dog barked as soon as we started talking.
I know. The dog was like, are the mics rolling? Help.
The dog barked. And then as I leaned down to say, stop that, my earbud fell out.
Oh, my God. It's not easy. I'll say that. And I actually can say that as a current dog mom. I'm watching my boyfriend's dog who's currently looking at me. Love you. Literally love you. Rocket. And I'm a dog mom. I'm different now.
I've just knocked over my can of Red Bull. I'm a fucking mess this morning.
Okay, wow.
So
not everyone.
You're a dog mom for Rocket?
I am. I am a dog mom for Rocket. It's very, very cool and fun. Because he's so sweet.
How long are you watching him for?
Like 4 days.
Wow.
It's like a big time, big girl, big boy sleepover, you know?
How's
Winnie's obviously, scared for her life, guarding her loins. Every now and then she'll look at me like, what's he doing? Like, what's he doing here? Which is a very similar vibe to that of, I told you that story of when I went to my grandpa's, like he was in a, like an old folks home and he was having sort of dementia. So we were all like around the piano singing. And then he kept looking at my mom going, who's this guy? And that's the vibe of
Winnie. I don't think you told me that story.
No, it's very funny and also very uncomfortable, but that is what happened.
He kept asking, who's this guy about your mom?
Yeah.
There's nothing more horrific than somebody going into dementia and witnessing like something like that.
It's so, yeah. And you're, because for a little bit you ignore it, you know, you're like, and then eventually you're like, that is your son's wife who is here singing at the piano with you. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you know, dementia is a beautiful thing. If you can just be, it's like, that's why the practice, I think, of being kind to yourself is big, you know?
Yeah.
Because if afterwards you can just be like, oops, whoopsie, you're right. Like, instead of like beating yourself up or something, you know?
Well,
like,
I think I would be great with dementia because I think if someone's like, that's so-and-so, I'd be like, yeah, I know. I don't give a fuck. I was being rude on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I was kidding. I am sarcastic. Welcome to the old age home. Who's this new nurse? Who is this?
Who's this little twink?
Yeah. And that, I mean, that is just where we are at. Right before we started recording, we were talking about Full House because we're both living and breathing, you know, and that's who's not going to think about Full House. And we were talking about Vicky Gunderson, right? No.
Vicky Gumbleson is the Real Housewife of Orange County.
Sorry. Vicky, the guy who's with, or the guy. Okay.
Good night. Vicky Larson.
Vicky Larson, Danny's like co-host, anchor, and then like I think his either girlfriend or wife for a period.
I think they get married at the end.
That's wild because remember she moves away for her job and then they're like, goodbye. But maybe then she comes back. I don't fully remember.
I don't either. I thought that they got married. Wait, but Speaking of Vicky Gunvalson, did you see that they announced that the new Ultimate Girls Trip cast?
Yeah, I'm really pissed.
Why?
I'm pissed that she's back.
She was back in the last Ultimate Girls Trip.
I know, but I'm like, enough with her. Enough.
Here's what I'll say. Is she a terrible person? Yes.
Yes.
Do I want her on my TV? You betcha. Okay?
You betcha. Yeah,
she
I hear that.
She brings a dynamic, almost unachievable by most people, because she's just so terrible.
I know.
It is surprising Dorinda's not. I bet she's pissed about that.
Oh, Dorinda is dragging it all to hell.
Because half of them were in the...
Brandy. I'm excited about Brandy.
Brandy, Phaedra, Eva.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Those two, I was like, duh. They kind of ran it, if you ask me.
Alex McCord, I'm dead.
That'll be stunning. And then Caroline.
Oh, yeah, Caroline. That'll be fun.
Caroline, I'm pumped. Caroline can take Vicky, which, thank God.
I think they hate each other.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it'll be good.
That'll be really, really good.
I saw, okay, have you heard of the movie Tar that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think?
Well,
everyone in the world is like, it's so amazing. Cate Blanchett is going to win the Oscar. The movie's going to win the Oscar. So this is what everyone's saying, if you haven't heard of it yet.
If you haven't heard, yeah. So I went, like, you know, because my boyfriend is like, I guess you could say his sport is movies. Like, he's really into movies. Hot. Yeah, and so is his friend. So it was like, oh, let's go. And I was like, okay, what is a movie? Who's Cate Blanchett? Because I just can't remember actresses. And to me, I just don't remember her ever. And that's on me and everybody, I understand, but that's a me thing. So I said, who is this? And so I went to the movie, which what's cool about it is how many, like, long takes there are, right? Like, long takes. Long takes. And honestly, talking to him and his friend, who are big movie people, afterwards, like, something I didn't realize is, like, because the movie is all about music and sort of the timing of the music, you know? And so if you look at the movie, also the timing of the movie changes, like, it starts with really long scenes, and then as it gets going, the editing is, like, kind of faster and choppier, which, like, can you intensify. So what did I think of it? I thought, you know, it is a powerful sort of sad tale of...
I thought it could have been told much quicker.
Always. Every movie I see, I go, I get it. Why can we cut 40 minutes? Why is a movie
over... We could have cut
over...
a hella more than 40. The whole... I didn't understand a lot of... Maybe I'm ignorant.
No.
Which...
Don't say that about my friend.
I did feel like watching it, I'm like, am I dumb? Because so many people I know were like, it's so good. And I was like...
Yeah.
It's also like back when Call Me By Your Name came out, everyone was like, it's amazing. You're going to cry. Yeah. You're going to love every second of it. And I, the whole time I was like, okay, maybe this is where I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to cry here.
This is the moment.
This is the credits, and I haven't felt anything yet. So maybe...
Not a thing.
And then for this... There was just things that I was like, I don't understand what a lot of the scenes, what the point of it was. Like, why did she go into that basement that the girl was living in?
Why did she fall? That moment, which was so aggressive, like, it was an aggressive moment. And you are like, why did she, what's going on?
And then there's, like, one scene when she wakes up in her, because there's, like, a thing where it's, like, someone in the house because things keep happening. And then she, like, wakes up to go. And there's that woman. There's the woman in the wheelchair, her neighbor that dies.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, you can see her sitting in the bedroom when she wakes up to go fix something. But we never come back to any of that.
Yeah. I can't tell if sometimes, like, you know, they're like, oh, she's kind of losing it. I don't get it. Movies are so funny. And sometimes, like, I guess it's art is funny because, yeah, it's just like sometimes it is the emperor has no clothes. Like people are like, oh, my God, the art. And you're like, I don't. Can you explain like what goes on there? And you're like, well, that's the thing about it. No one knows. And you're like, so nobody knows.
It's like, have you ever seen that Seinfeld episode where Elaine is reading The New Yorker and there's a cartoon and she's like, I don't. Like this joke cartoon, this makes no sense. And she like becomes obsessed with it until she goes to a meeting with the editor of The New Yorker. And she's like, I have a question. Like, what is the joke on this? And he's like, oh, yeah. It's just a pun on how people live in New York. And she's like, and what is the pun? And he's like, it's just a riddle. And she's like, and what is the riddle? And he's like, it's just a whodunit on. And she's like, and whodunit? And he's like, and he's like, well, and she's like, you have no idea what this is about, do you? And he's like, I thought the pig was cute. And it's like, that is what I'm like, does no one know? Like, I also feel like I'm sick of pretending to like things that I don't.
Right.
And I'm like, it was a fine movie. I just don't get why everyone's saying it's like the best movie they've ever seen.
The hoopla. I don't know if I don't get it either. Like, I get that it's kind of like a woman, I guess, in the role that normally, you know,
yeah,
a man, I guess, would be playing. So you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Everyone is flawed. And then, you know, so I don't, then there's like a cover up. I mean, there's so many layers of what's going on that you're like, what is going on? And then like,
they don't translate the German on the screen when she speaks in German. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I forget. Because sometimes my boyfriend will say something like, oh, because like that person doesn't understand it. And I'll be like, oh, how was I supposed to like, it's just so.
But also I'm like, they live in Germany. So if we're going to have this movie set in Germany, why are we all speaking fucking English?
Listen, when I go to a movie and all of a sudden there are subtitles, I'm like, oh, no.
I was tricked. I was conned. That's what
I felt tricked. I go, oh, no, I didn't bring my glass. I'm like, shoot, I got to really keep up. Like, then I can't. I'm not even watching the performances. I'm just trying to be like, what did he say? What did she say?
And also Cate Blanchett. And listen, people are going to come for me on this. I also famously don't like Nicole Kidman as an actress.
Yes, me neither. Come for me.
There's like a realism that I feel like that they're very good at like the dramatic scenes.
Right.
But when they're just having to like have a conversation normal.
Yeah.
It feels weird and like contrived. And it felt like she shakes her head more than any actress I've ever seen when she talks. Like, guys, if you want to watch this on video, I'm doing it right now. But everything she says, she does. And she talks like this. And she moves her head. And she's like, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's just,
and she has such a weird look. I think part of it is you're just mesmerized by like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on? And then at the same time, I'm like, okay, I get like, I'm like, okay, slacks. Why aren't I wearing more slacks? Like, I'm just having like a fashion crisis during it, which is like, okay, do I like slacks? And then I'm like, is everyone full of bullshit? Like, is literally everybody full of bullshit? All of the talks, everything she's saying, people who get like, you know, up their own ass. And then is everyone a fraud? Who has imposter syndrome? Is it everybody? Is music subjective the way everything is? Is everything in art just like wild and crazy?
That's what I'm saying. And I kept, because here's the other thing.
Yeah,
get we it. Have all the Oscar talks.
Yeah.
People are saying that The Whale, which don't get me fucking started on that, is like up for Oscar stuff, which is a guy in a fat suit. And then the director said that he couldn't cast an actual fat person because they wouldn't be able to like,
oh my God.
Basically like they would get too tired to like be in this a movie where they have to just
Are you kidding?
No. And then Cate Blanchett is also not queer. Like, she's not gay. And she played in Carol. She was a lesbian also, who that was another Oscar-like movie. And even in Ocean's 8, she has, like, I think she's supposed to be a lesbian. They don't, like, really say it, but kind of. So it's just, it's, I don't know, it's weird. I'm like, you
it's
know
like,
who could have played
on?
That? And I'm going to say this non-ironically. But like Kate McKinnon, we always take comedians.
Yeah.
That are
men, that could have been her.
And like give them these dramatic roles that they
Steve
thrive
Carell.
In.
Yes. Jim Carrey. Robin Williams.
But
yes.
Like, I feel like Kristen Stewart also plays, not Kristen Stewart, I'm sorry, Kristen Wiig also plays like really good dramatic characters.
No, but you're so right. This was Kate McKinnon's role.
And I just don't get it.
No, you're so right. I don't get it either. I think also it's like the Oscars, you know, listen, I guess it's like the playoffs for movie people. You know, it's like, here we go to the Super Bowl. But half the time I'm like, but the Super Bowl is paid for. And like, do we even think this is a great performance? Or we know there's so much money and so much backing. Like, I didn't see The Whale, but I did hear it's very problematic. And
I haven't seen it yet, but I did hear my friend Lauren Brickman and I are like, want to go watch it together and like hate watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I guess he like eats fried chicken through the whole movie. There's like, it's just, I don't get it.
I don't get it. It's very interesting movies and movie people. And like, how affected they are sometimes, according to me, is all I'll say. But, you know, I get parts of it, but I just like other parts. And I personally, and this is a me thing, what I think Hallmark has right is like a hot 90. Okay. You get 90 minutes to open and close a story. When it's 2 hours, you better have something completely new going on or something. But like Avatar's 2 days.
This was 2 hours and 40 minutes was Tar.
No. No. My answer is no.
No. If I see anything over 90, 95 minutes, I'm like, let me see if I want to commit to this.
I'm just like, and then I'm like, okay, this extra whatever 30 or 40 better be incredible. And half the time I'm like, I could have cut half of, why did we need that scene that led nowhere?
No.
Why was that in it? I don't get it.
I didn't get it.
It was, we've got to cut down movies. I simply don't understand. What's the best movie you've ever seen then? What's your favorite movie? What are your favorite movies?
Like, films or like
I guess.
I mean, my like favorite actual movie that like other people would count as a film
okay.
would be Fargo.
Okay. Fargo.
Which is actually, look, there's a picture of Frances McDormand behind me.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen Fargo. Okay. Okay.
It's like I do like movies like Oscar movies sometimes, but there's just, I don't know. What's yours?
I know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, honestly, I don't know if I'm like a movie art person, you know? I don't know. Because like the movies I love that I think are like pack a tight punch, you know, are like my, are very much like, I mean, I just rewatched Good Will Hunting with my boyfriend and like, it's so good. I'm like, that a great movie.
You know, I have never seen that.
Yeah. Oh, it's really, I mean, Robin Williams is absolutely incredible.
Shawshank Redemption. I really love Silence of the Lambs. I love.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know. I guess there's been a lot.
I don't know either.
I don't know. The Golden Globes are on tonight.
Oh, wow.
I just feel like I may be hitting an age where I'm like, oh, I guess I don't give a fuck if I like the movies that I feel like we're being told we should like.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've never given a fuck.
So anyway, I don't know. I guess see Tar if you want.
See Tar if you want. It's very artsy. I'm sure people, also, some like, are the conversation.
I'm like, this is just the most pretentious people in the world having a conversation. Yeah. Like, I kept joking because I was watching it with my roommate and obviously we were high and I was like pretending to be at the table with them when they would be talking about like the music stuff. And I'd be like, I thought that as the.
Yes.
I think
yes.
At the end it's just superfluous.
If we're not going to crescendo, I think why even?
Why are we here if we're not
there?
Crescendoing.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
You know what movie I did love, which is also like an Oscar movie?
What?
The Menu.
Oh, I didn't see that. What's that? Yeah.
It's on HBO. It's really good.
Okay.
It's like supposed to be like a Gordon Ramsay-esque chef who has this restaurant on like a private island and people pay like $1,500 to like, it like takes a boat there and it's like a tasting menu, but it's like a definitely a horror thriller.
Ooh, fun.
And it's the girl from Queen's Gambit.
Okay, cool. I like her.
And like Judith Light, John Leguizamo.
Okay. Oh.
I really liked it. There's like fucked up parts, but it was overall very good.
Remember that Brittany Snow movie called like, I forget. It was like Truth or Dare or like something where she goes to a dinner party, which is pretty much like whoever wins gets $1 million and everyone else dies. And you're like, I'm in.
I don't think I remember that.
It's really good. I don't think anyone watched it except for me. But I was like, I get it. And I'm in. And I'm here for it.
Brittany Snow, talking about somebody who hasn't gotten her due justice when it comes to the acting world.
No, I agree. She always holds up for me. For me, I love. And she was good in that movie. Really good.
Who else? There's so many under... I feel like, thank God for Wednesday coming back, because Christina Ricci's getting her, I feel like, comeuppance again.
God, when did she... I mean, I'm trying to think of all the things I've always loved her in, including Casper, because she's so good, and her face is so expressive. Like, I could just watch her face for days.
Oh, did you watch Yellow Jackets? I can never remember.
No, because that one looked a little so fucking violent. I know, maybe I should watch it, but it just seems so scary.
Yeah, the second season, I think, is coming out because they sent me a press box.
Oh, I'm sorry. The press.
It was like a huge wooden, like heavy duty wooden crate.
Uh-oh.
With like skull and crossbones carved in it. So I like opened my front door and that's sitting there. I was like, what the absolute fuck? And
then yeah.
Inside was a very heavy duty Letterman jacket, because it's supposed to be that they were like a soccer team in high school.
Right, right. I was on a soccer team. I get it.
And then, well, did your plane ever go down, and then difficult decisions had to be made on the island where you were stranded for 19 months?
I mean, no. Even famously, I'm like, I don't think we ever took a plane together. And if we did, everyone in the plane would have hated us. So
it's supposed to be that that they, like, one of their fathers has a private plane, so he's flying them to nationals.
Oh, got it.
But it's like a shitty private plane, obviously.
Obviously, because they go down, down, down. That's like, what's that movie or the TV show that I saw until I realized it was very much wrapped in religion? Like, it's about this family where half of them take a flight and they disappear for 5 years.
Manifest?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. My cousin was talking to me about it, though, at Christmas.
It's cool. Like, the hook, I was like, whoa, that really got me. That, like, the people on the plane were just like, what? We hit turbulence for a second. And they're like, you've been gone for 5 years. And everything's different now.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah! Like, it's wild.
And when I took the Letterman jacket out of this crate.
Yeah.
The sounds of women screaming. Shut up. There was like some things in the box that is the sound of them like screaming. And
you scream, I would have shit my pants.
Well, it's this huge box. I don't know what to do with it. And the random scream thing keeps going off.
It keeps going off?
Like, I'll walk by and I'll be like, ah!
Oh my God, get rid of it. What?
So crazy.
That's creepy. Get rid of it.
But anyway, let's see who the Golden Globe noms are, should we?
I guess I'll know nobody. Maybe I'll know somebody.
Let's see how
Golden
many
Globes
we know.
Is Golden Globes TV, right?
It's TV and it? Film.
Oh, it's both. Weird.
And it's like usually the precursor for people say that, like, you win the Oscar or if you win the Golden Globe, then it's a good chance that you'll win the Oscar.
Oh, weird. Okay. Why is TV? Are there different categories like best in film, best in TV? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, best performance by an actress. We have Olivia Colman, Cate Blanchett, and Tar. I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to go through these because I don't know any of them. Brendan Fraser in The Whale, of course. Wear fat suit, you'll get anything. Glass Onion is nominated, though. That's fun.
That is fun. I loved that.
Daniel Craig is nominated for Best Actor for that.
Wow.
That was a fun movie. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. We need to write a movie and...
I know. Well, we're going to, and that's our goal this year. And also, we're going to show people what a tight 90 can look like. Tight.
Tight.
A tight 90, honey.
That's what we're all about.
Jeez Louise. Unless you're giving us a 6-part HBO series, I'm writing a tight 90 if we're a movie. You got it?
I think that there should be a... That should be like a rule in film.
I do too. I do too.
What else is going on?
Okay. What else is going on in Jesse Land. Let's see. It's January. That's nice. I just finished my last trip like for a while. And thank God, because I just like I simply can't keep leaving. I went home to see my family this past weekend and it was really nice and really fun. But I am like, I can never travel again. I just need a few. I just can't. I just need to stay and veg for a little bit.
How was home?
It was really nice. It was really nice. And Rocket came as well, and so did Tim. And that was nice too, because it was like, you know, gang's all here. Here we are.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. It's nice, you know, to see like my relationship with my parents like get better and just come from like a different place, I think, as I get older. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it was really good. And I'm glad I did it and I got to see them.
I feel like we're officially in like seasonal depression season.
Yeah, January, February, everybody gets nervous because it's cold and everyone's like, no holidays and it's depressing. I think that's the time when I shine, you know? To me, when the weather and the environment gives you permission where they're like, you could be sad, I'm like, thank you for that. And now if I am, God, I'm in the right place, you know? And if I'm feeling great, look at me.
Yeah.
Fighting off. So I personally think like it's such a nice time because there's really no pressure to the holidays where everyone's like, have the best day of your life. It's the holidays, family, friends, and more. I'm like, okay, that's stressful.
Yeah. I have.
But now that you're just sinking into like, it's really cold and hard to go outside, I'm like, welcome. Welcome to the party. Yeah, it is. And thank you for that. You know, I think it's a great time.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I get my worst depression, as we know, in the summer. Yeah.
That's because that's when it's most awkward to be depressed, when you hear someone throw a frisbee like, ha, catch. And you're like, quiet, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's 4 p.m.
I'm like, why is there a frisbee hitting my fucking air conditioner?
Exactly. I'm the crotchety old woman that's like, close the blinds. It's too bright outside.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I don't know. I think maybe because of now I have to take the dog out like 3 times a day.
Yeah, it's cold for the dog. I'll say that. But this is the perfect time to be creative. I think that's what's so fun about this time for me.
No, I agree completely. I feel like I wish that these are the times I most wish that I did not live in the city.
Interesting.
Is the winter.
Where would you be?
Because I feel like upstate winter is so much different. Yeah. Because yes, there's more snow, it's more annoying, but it's sort of like a like communal.
The dog. It's the dog. A communal society of being cold. That
well, it's like, okay, well, we're gonna shovel out the neighbor because they need that, but then
yeah,
you know, it's beautiful. You can go. I guess I'm just depressed.
What if we get a cabin in the woods, like a cabin somewhere where it's cold, and we do like a fun weekend of smoking and like creativity?
That's fun.
Isn't that fun?
I always say that I want to do these things, but I never follow through on them. I feel like, especially this year, you've made leaps and bounds in walking the walk of the talk that you talk.
Oh my God, thank you.
You know what I mean?
I think so.
Like, I used to be like that. Like, I used to be so... I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, before COVID, I was very ambitious. You couldn't tell me twice not to do something before I would do it. And now I'm like, yeah.
Oh, creatively, though, I am paralyzed. But I am getting back on the wagon. I think I'm just giving myself, like, permission to go slowly and permission to, like, try something, fail, try something else, you know?
That's what I think. I'm like, I think I got to a point where all of a sudden I fell to the other side. I used to be like, who gives a fuck if I fail?
Right.
Who cares about if it's awkward? Who cares if I fail? Who cares if they don't like me? You know, all of that. And now it's like, well...
Oh, I think, okay, what it sounds like is we should have like a fun retreat where we just like are creative and have fun and just smoke and like live it up, you know, and there's no like success or failure. It's just fun.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, and like even, you know, there are some projects in the air we're talking about. And I'm like, it's so fun to give yourself like deadlines or headway. Also, when you know, like, it's not a big deal if you need to push it or not. And if it feels fun, like you kind of want to do it anyway. But I think even just giving yourself time for that. But I mean, recently it's been pretty a hard time coming. But I'm just trying to be super lenient with myself. And like, you know, the way I used to be creatively wasn't great either, which was like, I have to finish this project. I have to do this. I have to do that. Instead of like, well, is it fun? Do I want to do it? Do I need to pivot? You know?
Yeah, that's true. So I agree. We should get a little cabin. We could do, we'll bring you guys along for the episode or an episode.
Wouldn't that be
there.
So fun? Actually, if any of our listeners are wealthy and have second homes somewhere, reach out. Let us know if we can borrow it. Because that's the trick.
Borrow it. Sometimes is the trick there. We're not trying to come with your family.
No. It has to be private, and please respect that. We'll leave you a gorgeous note, though. Please know.
Yeah,
and maybe
I'll even pay you if it's nice.
Yeah, exactly. I just simply can't. It's got to be, yeah, it's got to be, you know, but I love that stuff. I think that's so fun. And that's when I wish I had more friends with like multiple houses that I could just be like, hey, Peter, can I go and use your house this weekend? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I said, thank you.
I know. Imagine having like a family lake house.
That's what I'm saying. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I want a lake house so fucking bad.
I know. It would be so nice to have that. I don't even care where it is. You know, I would just love it.
Otis, stop.
Otis is barking.
He's literally barking. But, you know. And then when I turn around, he's sitting and just staring, looking at me. He like never barks. He's pissed because I locked him in my bedroom with me.
What's wrong with that?
Because he's like bored.
Why can't he roam free in the...
Because his squeaking toys are out there.
Oh, the squeaking toys.
And he loves to get one of the little squeaking toys in his mouth and just squeak it for like 20 full minutes.
Yeah.
While my brain slowly pours out of my eyeballs. And he can't go to doggy daycare. He loves doggy daycare.
Oh.
But he's not allowed to go because he turned 8 months old and they said... 8 months old, he can't come back until he's fixed. Because this dog's knocking bitches up left and right. And then I also think that there's something like at 8 months is when other dogs can tell that he's like a man, basically.
Oh.
And so I took him to the dog park on Sunday and he was like attacked by these three dogs literally at the same time. And he's like going crazy. And I had to reach in and like pull him out.
Oh my God.
And whatever. He's just restless.
Okay.
Because he can't go to the dog park. He can't go to doggy daycare.
Mm.
And so whatever. He's getting fixed on Monday.
That'll be great.
So, but then he has to go for 7 days with a cone and he can only leave the house to like pee. And then he has to come back. She said he shouldn't be like exerting himself at all.
Wow. I didn't know that. Is it different for little boy dogs and it is for girls? I'm like, girls, isn't it like a 1-2 I don't know.
I think it's more involved is for it? Girls.
Wow. I don't even really know, I guess. It was very rare. We never got a puppy growing up. Like, normally the dog was always kind of fixed when we got it. So.
Yeah, because for boys, they just like snip, snip. But for girls, they have to do like actual, like internal surgery.
Right. Oh.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm like, I feel bad for him.
No. I mean, then it'll be good because then he can go to all of his daycares and play with his friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be good. He's curled up now under the desk.
Oh,
he's a good boy. He sleeps like I got a new goose down comforter.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you something. He loves it.
Yeah.
That dog gets, we go to bed and I don't see him until the next morning. He like gets lost in it.
Oh, I love that.
I also got a humidifier.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, half of the screen was really cloudy and I went, wow, someone's breathing good air.
Yeah, it's...
There it is. How is that? I've never done that. Because honestly, I know I'll end up killing myself by never cleaning it and truly only inhaling mold for months.
I go through phases of buying humidifiers and then losing or breaking them and then buying a new one a year later.
Yeah.
It's... I have a stuffy nose every day. Like every,
even with this?
No, that's why I got it.
Oh, wow. It helps with that.
To try and help with that because it's like literally...
Air.
Awful. No, it's just adds water to the air.
Oh, moisture. Oh, I'm sure it's good for your skin and your... I don't get it, actually. I'm sorry.
It's so that you're not dried out.
Yeah, and I would say every part of my body is dry, if I were going to summarize.
Because like that's what I think it is. Is it, like my nose is so dried out. I wake up the last three mornings. This is TMI. Sorry, everyone. But like my nose will start bleeding when I blow my nose in the morning.
Yeah,
and it's just like so dried out. So I'm trying that. I'm also doing a new skincare routine. Things are.
What's that? What's that?
I've introduced a exfoliant like.
That's good.
Leave-on oil thing.
Oh, leave-on oil. Okay.
I don't know what they call it, like an astringent.
Okay, wow.
So it goes on after my toner.
Wow, okay.
And then my moisturizer, but my skin, I feel like, is looking pretty good.
Yeah, it is. That's wonderful. I'm breaking out currently, which is also exciting. Well, but I think I'm on like day six or something of the detox. I'm starting it again.
How's it going?
It's going well. I feel good. It always, it's just a nice way to start the year and a nice way to kind of get my brain clear. So that's nice. But sometimes my skin has to like work through stuff and push like bad toxins out. So, but then it normally clears up and that's an exciting time.
Yeah. I don't know what happens with me. Like it'll just break out like a lot. Like my face skin has never... been as bad as it like growing up it wasn't as bad as it is now.
I can't believe the fact that literally in high school I just like never had acne.
I had acne on like I had like body acne.
Okay.
Which well, was you was, know brutal.
Yeah, that's not
I used to I just, get yeah. it like my sides like how people get like bacne.
Yes.
My sides were like wrecked. It was like I still have scars all over on my sides from them.
Wow. Did you pop them? I would have, but.
No, it was like so bad I could not even, it would like just hurt all the time because obviously wearing clothes and my arms.
Yeah.
Constantly, like it just, I never thought it would go away.
Wow.
I like went to multiple dermatologists who were said like the one was like, it's because you're overweight. And I'm like, that's not a fucking thing. I know plenty of fat people and they are not covered. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
That could have been like a soap or something. I don't even know. I still now will get like a butt pimple that is so like inflamed and just like mad. I'm like, did I get stung by a bee and a pimple at the same time? Like, what's going on?
Maybe you did.
And maybe I did because it's normally so... intense.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
This is the life. We're beautiful and sometimes that comes with
stunning.
Some problems.
I know. Every imperfection is
my perfection.
Yeah, exactly. Or just so noticed because we're perfect, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I like to stay humble that way.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go watch Tar.
Again, because it's so good.
Again, because you could watch it maybe twice in a day and that would be your whole day because it's so fucking long.
Stupid. I'm saying it, stupid.
But what are you going to do? So,
yeah.
If you want to check out this video or more videos, make sure you hop over to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Also,
yeah,
we're just shy of 1,000 reviews.
We are, you guys. We're like 60 away. And honestly, Chris and I are going to do something insane when we hit 1,000 reviews. Please know. Insane.
Adopt
I don't know what
baby.
It's going to be. Adopt a baby. Record the whole podcast nude. No one's. It's hard to say. There it is. All preview. I'm saying is 60 of you, run and write the nicest review, and then we're going to be at 1,000, and then crazy things are going to happen.
We love you.
Thank you
so much.
We love you so much.
Okay, guys. Yeah. So until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.